You're listening to Sam Downey's TechCast, coming to you from Macworld Conference and Expo 2006 in San Francisco. Today is Tuesday the 10th of January, and I'm currently waiting in line to go into the keynotes and watch Steve Jobs. But earlier on this morning, I got talking to Adam Jackson from mypersonalgetaway.com, and Adam had some really great stuff to say about what his views on Macworld is. Here's what he had to say. Sam Downey here, reporting for TechCast. I'm speaking with Adam Jackson.
That's right.
How are you doing, Adam?
Great. I'm very tired. it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't gone to sleep since yesterday.
And this is Tuesday, a few hours before the keynote.
It is.
How do you feel about it?
I'm freaking excited. I've been up for a while now. I've been talking about this on the website and about all the things that are supposed to be coming out. We don't know if they're going to come out or not, but a lot of rumors as of now. And we're about to find out what's coming out and what's not. And it's really exciting. There's probably 400 people in line so far.
Okay.
And everyone's really in good spirits today.
I feel about it. I'm sort of looking forward to see what the new products are going to be. And in the updates, certainly to GarageBand, since I'm a musician, so I want to see what the GarageBand 3 is going to look like.
That's how I feel about it.
Whether there's going to be some new sounds with it, plugins, that sort of stuff.
The FireWire breakout box, which never came out. And I'd like it if we got someone other than John Mayer this year. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, let's put bets on that. What do you reckon, John Mayer?
Alicia Keys is always up there.
Yeah,
there's always
true.
Bono.
Yeah.
To switch it up, we might have Madonna. Some other than that, it may be someone like Damien Rice or some other folk acoustic singer, just because the GarageBand works really well with guitar riffs, so we don't know. But it'll be something musically related, and I'll get good pictures of it.
We're standing here outside the Moscone Center, waiting to go in. There's a line that's starting to snake around the building. Hasn't got that far yet, but hey, it's still early. It's still 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm really surprised, though, actually. I'm surprised it's not around the building two times. Previous years, it's been snaked around the Yerba Buena Gardens and then back around the front of Moscone again.
And then there's the mad rush, an hour before the keynote starts.
The run, I like to call it. And
yes.
Everyone just and when the door's open, we all kind of pile on the stairs and fill up the causeway. So what's your events after the keynote? Are you going to be posting podcasts or talking to fleet people?
I'm going to be doing a bit of both. I'm going to try and doing a lot of go to the conference sessions. I'm going to try and go to the feature presentations. So I really like to see David Pogue.
It's always nice to see people like a second time after like once a year. See them, it's really nice.
I'll go to the users conference, which starts on Wednesday. Get the conference sessions from there. There's also Macworld are starting to offer free conferences to all attendees to Macworld, and they start today. And these are sort of like basic sort of like user guides and sort of. There'll be like there's stuff like introduction to iLife and iWork.
It gets users that usually just go for Exhibit Hall. It gets them to try out the conferences and really come back next year and sign up for a user's conference pass.
Exactly, yes. Full gratis to Paul Kentz, who's the new vice president for IG.
Paul Kentz did a great job.
Yeah, Paul has.
So what's your... last night I was speaking to the guys from ITV, Elgato, and they're releasing ITV2 software. And really what it is, it's like an iTunes interface. It's just like iTunes with a sidebar. You can create albums, smart albums or regular albums. And it's pretty much all your ITV recorded content in HDTV or regular analog coaxial. All in movie format, export, drop straight into your iPod. View full screen, save it to a DVD, all kinds of cool little interface.
Yeah.
Beautiful. What other products have you heard about that are going to be coming out this week?
Bonks has a new version of Photo Magico, which is a really great photo application. It goes so well with iPhoto.
It does.
Yeah. But they've also got iStop Motion, which is their animation program. And that animation program is used from people such as from DreamWorks, also from places like Aardman Animations in the UK, makers of Wallace and Gromit. They also use it to do test runs.
I used it like 2 years ago on one of my like a home film I made. It's really powerful, really easy to use.
That's the great thing is, it's powerful software. And once you get into it, you can create really great stuff with it.
It's still shareware.
Yes, exactly. I'm speaking with Adam Jackson. What are you looking forward to today? And what are you going to be doing today?
Oh, wow. I run mypersonalgetaway.com. And I also am here this week for spymac.com. So essentially, my plan is after a keynote, process the pictures, put them on the SpyMac gallery, and then start writing articles about the new products that came out from Apple. As soon as I do that, I'll be doing some podcasts with interviewing users and people that are at the exhibit hall and what they think about the new products. And the rest of the afternoon will pretty much just be writing reviews of new products, going through the exhibits, looking, trying to decide on the best of show. Because I want to find the best iPod software, best hardware and software for the Mac. And by the end of the week, we'll have some answers for that. So it'd be good to follow up with that, too, if you wanted.
So you own the Eddie Awards, basically.
Yeah, a last-minute Eddie Awards, if I must say.
So tell me a bit more about My Personal Getaway. What's your website all about?
Well, I began February of 2004. I started blogging in 2003, and I quickly found out that you needed to have your own domain to really be credible. So I started this thing, and originally it was my blog just to post my own technological rants or raves. You know, 8 months later, fast forward, I've got 10 people writing for me, and companies are sending me product, and I'm writing news, and I have like an active forum. That was when I decided that I wanted to pursue it full time, and I went to Macworld in 2005 as a media instead of just a user. It still grows to this day. You know, Macworld's huge for us. We go from 1,000 visitors a day to like 25,000 just to view our pictures, because the Mac media on the web loves to disperse their content and really look at other people's content and look at your pictures and audio cast. It's really immersive is what I try to offer. So since I'm with SpyMac, I want to ask you a couple of questions about your thing.
Yeah.
So Sam Downey, you run TechCast.
I do.
What's your URL for that?
TechCast is, people can get it at www.dsounds, I'll spell it for you, dsounds.co.uk.
Okay.
That's the direct URL, but of course it's available on iTunes.
Right.
These podcasts are Techland podcasts, which I started up a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was previously as a guest co-host for Inside Mac Radio last year. I did a few reports for them. Since then, I've left them, and I'm now sort of branched out on my own. I don't report anything that's new, because obviously other podcast makers...
Everyone does
And everyone does that, exactly. So what I do instead is I interview Mac celebrity users. I've spoken to René Bergenois, who's from Star Trek and Boston Legal, and he's a dedicated Mac user, really great photographer and artist. I've also spoken to various product manufacturers, mostly in the music and audio world, because I'm a musician myself.
That's good.
And this is my fourth visit to Macworld here in San Francisco, and it's such a wonderful vibe being here. It's so different from any UK events or events dedicated to Macintosh anywhere in the world.
This is at the heart of it.
This is the Mac, the Apple Mecca, like I like to call it. This is the place we come to worship the Apple gods. And it's such a good vibe. I mean, you get to meet so many people from people who you've got something in common with.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about how you use your computer. After all, it's a tool, and everybody uses it in slightly different ways from each other, but you're still using the same operating system and applications. But today, being at the keynote is the major event. Part of Macworld, and it's so. And Steve Jobs does a really great, entertaining job. So thanks, Adam, for joining me. For more information, where can people learn about your website?
Personal is mypersonalgetaway.com. You can always IM me, Adam Jackson, 1984, on iChat. That's the best way to get in touch with me. And spymac.com for this week of reviews and articles by me.
Cool. Thanks for talking to TechCast. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
And enjoy your week here.
I will.
Okay, it's about 7 o'clock in the morning, still waiting in line for the keynotes to start. In front of me, I've got David Washington, who's from Tampa in Florida. So how are things going?
They're going great. We're having fun here, just kind of sitting around in line waiting to get into the keynote.
So tell me about yourself. How long have you been an Apple user for?
I have been using the Macintosh since 1988. I started on a Mac SE using Quark Express and Cricut Draw, of all things. I learned how to use the Mac at a summer job, and when I came back to school that following year, that was the first year that we had Macintoshes at our college campus. So between myself and the computer graphics teacher, I was the only other person who knew how to use the Macintosh. So I immediately became the Apple expert and trained most of my peers and some of my professors how to use the Macintosh computer.
Do you blog at all?
I do not blog right now. I'm working on a blog called MacVoyager.com, all about how to travel with your Macintosh, different ways of getting onto networks and setting up your own network if you're in an environment where you're traveling with an Airport Express and logging on over a wire, and also just kind of basic ideas of different places to go kind of like maybe a travel website. That's what I'm kind of tossing around right now.
For now, David Washington, thank you for speaking to TechCast, and enjoy the keynotes on your day.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Intel Show. For years, it's been trapped inside PCs.
Sam Downey speaking for TechCast. It's just after 10:30. Steve Jobs has come off stage. Actually, still on stage, taking a drink. I'm going to see if I can try and head over there, grab a few photos, go against the crowd, go across the way. People, I think I'm going to go past the cameras and go alongside. But he's been really remarkable. There's a lot of new stuff, new PowerBooks, new iMac G5, all with Intel inside. It looks really brilliant. So much new stuff. The new PowerBook is going to be available in February. The new iMac G5 is available from today. There's also new iLife 06 and iWork 06. They're also available today. There's also a brand new update to Tiger 10.4.4. That's also available for free from Apple's website. For more information on all these brand new products, go to Apple's website, www.apple.com/UK. That'll give you all the info. Okay, so there's a long line for people trying to get out of this hall. Steve is now doing all the photos, so I'm going to try and head over there and see if I can grab one myself. You're listening to a special edition of TechCast coming from Macworld Expo 2006 in sunny San Francisco. Right now I'm joined by Lisa Snyder, who's from Your Mac Life Radio and also the graphic reporter. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Sam. Thanks for having me.
So why are you here at Macworld?
I am here at Macworld to teach a bunch of classes. I taught a customizing your Mac widgets, add-ons, and extras class yesterday, and I'm teaching a Photoshop class today, and teaching a great mug graphics class tomorrow.
Are you doing any talking on Your Mac Life this week?
I don't know if Sean's going to have me on or not. I have a graphics tip of the week every Wednesday night on Your Mac Life.
Yeah.
And I know they've got some podcasts going on during the week. If I can catch one of those, maybe they'll give me the microphone and show off some graphics tips for a few minutes.
How did you start as a graphic designer? What's your background?
Oh my goodness. I bought my first Mac in 95 and I immediately joined a Mac user group. And I can type super fast, like warp speed. So I started volunteering for my group to help type the newsletter.
Yep.
And eventually that led into doing all kinds of typing for, you know, a real job for pay. And that led into designing graphics. And that led me to go back to school to get my degree in art. And it's just snowballed ever since.
That's cool. So how long have you been coming to Macworld?
Oh my goodness, I think my first Macworld was in 1998, and I started volunteering for Apple at that very first Macworld.
And did you do any sessions back then, or is this relatively new to you?
No, I didn't start doing any sessions until a couple of years ago when I started writing more about Photoshop and teaching how to create better graphics. I was just an Apple volunteer and a Mac user group volunteer.
So tell me about your website.
I have thegraphicreporter.com, and I offer all kinds of tutorials for creative people, learn how to do fun stuff with Photoshop and Photoshop Elements, and all kinds of tips and tricks on web visibility, web design, InDesign, most of all of the Adobe apps, and all kinds of other good stuff like that.
Tell me how you met Sean King.
I actually met Sean. I was working at a user group university. So I was on the Apple User Group Advisory Board, and we put together this conference for user group leaders every year here at Macworld. And Sean did the keynote a couple of years ago. Actually, it could have been maybe about 3 years ago he did the keynote.
Yeah.
And kind of had a crush on him and loved the sound of his voice and kept listening to Your Mac Life. But I think we were both a little shy and we didn't really approach each other. And then last January, we just kind of, all right, enough of this.
I've been speaking with Lisa Snyder from Your Mac Life and thegraphicreporter.com. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Sam.
and enjoy Macworld.
Thank you, you too.
So that was the keynote day of Macworld 2006. I would like to thank Adam Jackson from mypersonalgetaway.com, plus also David Washington, who was in the keynote line, and finally Lisa Snyder from thegraphicreporter.com and yourmaclife.com. I thought I would finish with an excerpt from Macworld Live with David Pogue. At the end of David's Macworld Live, he finished on a musical number. You've been listening to Sam Downey's TechCast live at Macworld 2006. This is part one of a three-part special. For more information, go to www.dsounds.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Rival store, and Yahoo will soon do the same, and Bill Gates.